This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are. You know, we are very suspicious folks around here at Agenda 21 Radio. That's why we wear our tinfoil hats 24/7, 365 here at Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Just another day before Independence Day, July 4th. This is July 3rd, of course, and it's also the 24th reading of the grievances against California, number 24 today. 24 out of 40. We're really moving right along there. There's no question about it. Some people are saying that the bid to, split up California into three states is gaining traction. I doubt it. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show. A lot of things going on, of course, with the president. A lot of things going on with the absolutely loony left and all the things that they're up to. Maxine Waters, boy, what a nice person she is. I just thought I'd throw that one out there. Anyway, and of course, the socialist agenda that is beholding everybody down there in Mexico is going to spell a lot of trouble for the United States of America. I guarantee it, because they want trouble. They're looking for trouble. And they're coming across the border in droves. Anyway, with us right now is Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and wonderful to have Scott Adams with us. And Scott, a lot of things going on in your world. You know, a big plea deal today, or what's going to happen today with the Awan brothers?
Yeah. Is he on the hot seat?
Yeah.
By the way, I'm hearing some echo in my ear.
Don't know where that's coming from.
Imran Awan is going to be kind of a big deal, and I think that's the biggest scandal going on in Washington. I really believe that, and I think it's directly connected even with Rosenstein. When you listen to Ray and Rosenstein's testimony, You listen to a lot of what's going on, like when Rosenstein said, if people only knew what the FISA warrant was really about, they'd think again. I think that there's been a lot going on here that's going to be eye-opening. Imran Awan is expected to cop a plea, and that's going to directly involve a lot of corruption among many Democrats in the House and many Democrats in Congress. And you also have James Wolf. James Wolf was the guy that got arrested. He was sleeping with Ali Watkins, who was head of the information processing for the Senate Intel Committee.
Scott, can I stop you for a second? I can hear you. Can you hear me, I guess, is the question.
Can you hear me? Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's okay. I got to up my volume on the thing.
I wanted to back you up a little bit so you can kind of tell the story about who this guy is and, of course, the relationship. We have a big part here in California because one of the players in the whole thing that you just described happens to be the Attorney General of the state of California, Javier Becerra.
Right. So he is featured in an article just written by the Daily Caller today, where in the Daily Caller, the article is entitled, "In Newly Obtained Memo, Congress's Top Cop Said House Democratic Caucus Server Vanished." That was under Javier Becerra's watch just before he left the Congress and became an AG for Moonbeam, Jerry Brown. And so he's a very corrupt guy, Javier Becerra, and he's going to be in big trouble because they're going to find out that he was directly involved with the disappearance of this server. But in addition, this involves big pieces of the Trump spy ring, okay, in a big way. And the big way is that it involves
those that were spying on Trump.
Very complicated, but I can actually tell you a little story. You've heard of Iran-Contra back at Ali North days. Yeah. This would not be the first time that we've seen weapons for narcotics, contraband. Iran-Contra was all about contraband and weapon distribution. And they call those pipelines and channels. And there were operations like Operation Cassandra, which was a car smuggling ring to dope up cars and track world leaders and get them cars and track them and track their whereabouts. But in addition to that, Imran Awan was involved not only with that. Imran Awan is connected with the Seth Rich murder because Seth Rich was connected with tracking some of these shipments, these cargo shipments in the south part where Papadopoulos was controlling. And up north, Carter Page, somebody who was working with Stefan Halper for 10 years, was working the oligarch connections in the energy fields like oil and weapons. And then you have the McCain and his whole entourage with Lindsey Graham spending a lot of time focused up there in the Balkans as well. So Carter Page has been friends with Stefan Halper, the spy, for over 10 years. Papadopoulos. So when they hired Manafort, remember all the rumors we were hearing when Trump's team hired Manafort? They said that's a bad hire. That's going to bring big trouble. Mm-hmm. Well, Manafort was connected with Carter Page directly and connected with Papadopoulos and connected with the black markets of the oil distribution and weapons and things like that. Manafort was working with the Podestas in Moscow with the oligarchs. Imran Awan is at the centerpiece. He's the center of all of this and got congressional people involved. And that's why Stefan Halper was involved with this, because Stefan Halper had deep connections in Washington. He had been doing this kind of mole research since the 1980s, since Reagan. He was a mole in the Reagan White House. So this guy's well experienced with this, knows everybody. So Carter Page, you know how many times he actually met with President Trump? Zero. Carter Page met zero with Trump. Yet Carter Page has been dealing with these kinds of black markets and energy distribution. And the way that these things get paid and processed is not through money. Money is trackable. They get paid through drugs. They get paid through weapons. It's all barter.
Or cash.
Well, the weapons becomes the cash.
Right, sure.
The drugs become the cash. And that's why it's so important that, you know, when you hear about abolishing ICE and opening the borders and taking away our guns at the same time is insane.
Well, that's what they want to do, obviously. Now, I want to sort of back you up here a little bit because you've thrown out a lot of names, and it's probably becoming kind of a confusing miasma of names to people. So let's get some relevance here. The Awan brothers were hired by Javier Becerra, it's my understanding, when he was a member of the House of Representatives. And he was actually part of, wasn't he one of the leaders of one of the committees? And the Awan brothers actually were his IT guys, and they were the IT guys that were associated with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And remember, the audience, I'm sure, recalls that she lost her little computer. And the Awan brothers took off to Pakistan, at least they tried to, one of them did, and got away, but one of them got captured, I believe, at Imran, I think, at the airport. And so now, but here's the problem with all this, is we had discovered, Chris Street and myself and other people discovered early on in the investigation into Benghazi and into also other things associated with Hillary Clinton at the time. This goes back to 2012 and 13 and 14. There was quite a little bit of an espionage ring that had developed, and we had actually gotten a sense for that with all the different emails that were given by the House committees, that the various House committees that were researching all this stuff, and also by Judicial Watch. We got side-to-side comparisons, and we discovered that it was really pretty amazing that within the state capitol, within the State Department, within Justice, within the FBI, within the CIA, within the Pentagon, was an enormous espionage ring that had developed. And that's what you're talking about right now. All this stuff is leading to pointing to the figures that were involved in this, and especially one of them by the name of Javier Becerra, California. Did you hear that? Javier Becerra is implicated as a spy. But people didn't know that, but we're just sort of bringing you through that right now. Anyway, we got a break coming up, and in a minute we're going to have more of Scott Adams.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. And, gosh, Scott, you know, I just opened up this Daily Caller article about Javier Becerra. And, it really kind of spells it out. And everything that you've been saying has been absolutely 100% spot on so far. And, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Scott on with us right now because one of the Awan brothers is going to be – is he going to plead today? Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, he's going to be in court. They're going to try to get a plea deal out of that. And his testimony and what he knows can bring the whole house down. And when I say house,
house,
you know, it's
that's
not
right,
a metaphor.
Baby.
I'm talking about the house.
Talking about the
and,
house.
You know, it's a big deal, Paul.
Yeah.
This Imran Awan thing is bigger than anything else. And again, you know, when we talk about you know, it kind of brings new light to the whole thing. You know how we've been harping on, well, the FBI started their thing at July 31 and, you know, their investigation, you know, the wiretapping and the investigation on Russia collusion. Well, here's what we're now learning, and it stems from Imran Awan, is the investigation and the spying on the Trump campaign started earlier than that. We all know that, right? We all got them dead to rights on that. But it's not what people were thinking up until this point. It's not that, you know, this was just a political witch hunt from the very, very first moment. What this was when Trump hired Manafort, who was connected with Carter Page and got Carter Page and Papadopoulos in to the campaign.
Yeah.
It was at that point that someone like a John Brennan, a evil political hack, right, who was head of the CIA, who understood and knew about this operation, then put together the dossier and said, we could use this as a political weapon against Trump to prevent him from getting elected, and we can also try to get him impeached and ruin his life and blah, blah, blah. But
and
I don't believe that that's
him.
Where this all started.
Mm-hmm.
That the spy ring started because they were investigating Imran Awan and all the congressional players and Carter Page's connections with the oligarchs and the oil pipelines and Papadopoulos's connections with the Southern Mediterranean and Milan section of the pipelines that directly involved Seth Rich in the tracking of maritime shipments that were related to these things.
Yeah.
And that Debbie Wasserman Schultz was directly connected as the head of the DNC with this ring, with Imran Awan, and consequently with Seth Rich. But I think this was a side issue, not only within the DNC, but I also, because Debbie Wasserman Schultz was pulling double duty, but it was also that the Russian spying, the Russian collusion spying, was an opportunity after they realized that there was a connection between Carter Page, Papadopoulos, Manafort, and the Trump campaign. So it was an opportunity that they saw, you know, once all of this happened. It wasn't the inspiration of it was, and the nexus of it was actually there was a true spying investigation going on against Imran Awan and the shenanigans going on in the House. There was a woman, Congressman Graham, a woman who no longer as a congresswoman, but she was directly bribed by Imran Awan. You can Google this, Graham Imran Awan bribe. You'll find information about that. And this was an open, overt bribe. So there was a lot of shenanigans going on to try to get Northrop Grumman into the House to try to get other kinds of analysts into the House, and to get basically a lot of greasing palms and a lot of fat cats in the House. There was a lot of this going on where people were getting paid off to grant license to certain policy that would be helpful to the distribution channels that we're talking about.
Well, and I want to back up again the audience so that we understand, and because again the miasma of names and stuff, so that you can kind of get, you know, a point of reference here in what Scott is bringing to you, because this is incredibly significant. There's two spy rings that he's referring to, or we are referring to. One is the spy ring that was senatored and sort of orchestrated by the Obama administration with John Brennan and those folks to try and get the goods, or create a scenario, if you will, that Donald Trump was beholden to the Russians and that there was collusion and all that. Now, that's completely separate and apart in terms of a spy ring. That was one working against Donald Trump. The other one, though, has its roots well before Donald Trump, in years before, in which there were established espionage rings that we first started talking about on Agenda 21 Radio at the time of the Benghazi attack in 2012. Chris Street and I did. We started figuring certain things out, and then we had the Lois Lerner thing, and then we had the Benghazi thing. We were able to get Judicial Watch types of memos and emails and things like that, and we could do side-by-side comparisons, and it was pretty evident that there was a massive, massive spy ring going on, espionage rings in various elements of the government. It was plain, it was obvious. And this was obviously what is going on here relative to Imran Aron and also his brother and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Javier Becerra, because, you know, in the Daily Caller is really very explicit. I was just glancing at this because you brought it to my attention. I hadn't had a chance to look at it, about the connect the dots basically between all this stuff. And again, it's Javier Becerra, who is then the caucus chair representative of the one of the, which one, the then caucus chairman of which call, it doesn't say which one, Committee on House Administration, CHA. This is something else. I mean, he was a committee chair. He had these computers. And of course, the big thing is, and I want to know, it looks like his server has come up missing. But wasn't that information actually copied at some point in time and kept by the DC police that was on his server?
Yes.
Yeah. I hate it when this happens.
You know, here's the kind of thing that was going on, though. You got to figure maybe the DNC felt like they were getting hacked, and maybe Seth Rich was, you know, one of the IT guys at the DNC. We know he was, and he was a data analyst and stuff like that. But maybe then what happened was he starts working with a high security guy, because Imran Awan also was doping up BlackBerries and making them more secure and giving them certain SIM cards that were and shipping them over to Pakistan and having a bunch of Pakistanis work on them. He would spend sometimes 8 months out of the year working in Pakistan, getting paid six figures times three. And maybe it's just a conversation where it's like, we want Seth and Imran to work together. And there's been talk about those two hanging out together, like at a bar, like friends. They're in D.C. They both speak the IT language, and they both are working for the same team. And, you know, Seth Rich was a Bernie's guy, but, you know, together, they're together. They're both Democrats, and they're saying, okay, we could use your security expertise over at the DNC, and I know a couple of things about how to do data tracking and data analysis. Maybe I could work with you there because, you know, the money's looking good, right? It could be something as just benign as that. They got these people involved, but I don't think Seth Rich knew exactly how deep he was going to get when he started to realize that he's tracking weapons and arms, arms and drugs and pipelines. So, you know, but it could be as benign as that at the nexus and the origin of that relationship that wound up getting Seth Rich dead.
Right. Right. I want to go back a little bit here because now I'm really, you know, now that you've shown me the shining object, I can't get away from it. Here's Javier Becerra featured on the Daily Caller. It says, newly obtained memo, Congress's top cop said House Democratic Caucus server vanished. Okay, and so for the people to understand, this caucus, the House Democratic caucus, its leader at the time was Javier Becerra. He had possession of this server. And at some point in time, the server content was actually copied by the police department, wasn't it? With the contents on there.
Yeah. And also, I'm going to go over to my Twitter feed and get this one article. So I'm going to let you go ahead and read that.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and read this to the people. So see how this – I know it's going to happen because I looked at your Twitter feed. It says, a secret memo marked urgent detailed how the House Democratic Caucus's server went missing soon after it became evidence in a cybersecurity probe. The secret memo also said that more than 40 House offices may have been victims of IT security violations. In the memo, Congress's top law enforcement official Sergeant at Arms Paul Irving, along with Chief Administrative Officer Phil Kiko, wrote, "We have concluded that the employees of the Democratic Systems Administrator Imran Awan and his family are an ongoing and serious risk to the House of Representatives, possibly threatening the integrity of our information systems and thereby members' capacity to serve constituents." The memo addressed to the Committee on House Administration and dated February 3rd, 2017, was recently reviewed and transcribed by the Daily Caller News Foundation, and the letter bolsters the DCNF's previous reporting about the missing server and evidence of fraud on Capitol Hill. It details how the caucus server, run then by caucus chairman Javier Becerra, was secretly copied by authorities after the House Inspector General identified suspicious activity on it, but the Awan's physical access was not blocked. And then it said, but after the report reads, the server appears to have been secretly replaced with one that looks similar. Okay, but ladies and gentlemen, I think what we're hearing here, and Scott, if you're with me, that information that was copied off of that is still in the possession of the police, and the server was fraudulently, after the police took all the information, was fraudulently removed and replaced.
Recall, by the way, Trump, about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, was toying around with this. And you just find that server. And George Webb, one of the researchers on all this, who happens to actually be a Bernie Sanders supporter, I found out. It's kind of weird. But George Webb does a lot of this is his subject, the Imran Awan scandal and the Awan Contra. They call it Awan Contra, Iran Contra, right? Again, contraband for weapons and oil. And this is what was going on, this spy ring, this ring out of the house. And this and the Imran Awan, the Awans were directly involved with corrupting a lot of the Democrat congressmen. That's why, you know, there is some credence to what has been floating around social media about 35,000 sealed indictments.
Right, right.
And the new hire of 311 new U.S. attorneys, that they're going to have their hands full with this, and they're going to need to be able to process this quickly.
But, you know, if, you know, what they're saying here is that Javier Becerra, who had it in his possession, he could have been the only one that could have replaced that server. And he wouldn't have known that they had already copied the data off the server.
He was the fox guarding the hen house.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what he was.
He's a bad dude.
This guy
is corrupt to high heaven. I almost slipped and said, you have no idea. No, you have more than most people.
I know all about Javier Becerra.
But a lot of people don't realize that the Attorney General of California is corrupt as hell.
Right. Right. Well, you know, he didn't go to the University of Salamanca in Spain for no reason at all, you know.
Yeah, no, it's
people
scary.
Have to look but that today, one up and
the day,
figure it out.
By the way, Paul, today is the day. July 3rd is when Imran Awan has a scheduled appearance in court to plea a deal.
Oh, boy.
This is the beginning of, and again, like I said, this involves, and I'm not going to get into those names and everything else, but this involves the Russiagate. This involves the Russian spying thing. Again, you have these bad actors like John Brennan and James Comey and Andy McCabe and Peter Strzok that took advantage of an opportunity of an ongoing investigation and tried to exploit it and kind of do a two-prong attack on things. It's like, well, we're going to go ahead and this investigation is going on, and we're going to try to tie a big, huge bow around Trump's neck and try to get him implicated in this in some way. And this will prevent him his presidency from ever happening, or maybe we can get him impeached. So there still is that element. It's just there's two tracks going on, but at some juncture, their two are connected.
It, you know, it all is so surreal for most people to understand, and I've been trying to draw some perspective with my listeners and in public. I get this all the time about Jeff Sessions not doing his job. Jeff Sessions is Jeff Sessions. Well, the guy has been working tirelessly behind the scenes. I mean, you just don't get 30-some thousand sealed indictments because you're just sitting on your hands. And, of course, I think it's just been a feint, basically, by Trump and everybody else to harangue Sessions while he's working with the Den of Thieves down there. But that's just my opinion. But he's been really doing yeoman's work here. I mean, and again, Javier Becerra, he's done. I mean, this is it for him. I'm just waiting for the perp walk now at this point.
Yeah, I mean, have we ever been as close as we are right now to draining the swamp? No. I mean, the real swamp.
No.
And did anyone ever dream or imagine that this swamp was this deep? But eventually, you knew that they were going to caught. But they never would have ever gotten caught if Hillary Clinton was president. This would have never, ever come out to the ether.
Right. It just
but it is now because we have Donald Trump as president.
And, you know, the arrogance of all of them, you know, just speaks for itself. But, again, once again, ladies and gentlemen, these totalitarians always overplay their hands. Always. That's just a fact. And we're seeing it play out here in a big way. That's why they're crying and screaming and kicking so much right now. And they had to take something in the public to create a crisis. And they used the children, of course, which is what these despicable people do, always using the children. You know, it's kind of like what happens when you're fighting with the Muslims is that they'll always bring out the children and use them as human shields. That's exactly what the left is doing here. Using them as human shields to create a crisis. There is no crisis there. And why didn't they create the crisis, of course, when Obama was treating these kids even worse in 2014? But it's all to distract away from these things, that especially for today, with Awan going in front of a judge to create a plea deal. My God. And you know he's not going to go to jail. I mean, he's going to give everything up to stay out of jail, or at least some part of.
No doubt about it. No, that's for sure. But this plays out. This is, I don't know what's going to be revealed today. I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is the tip of the spear. This is the beginning of the unraveling. But Trump has been on this for a while, and that's something we want to pay attention to as well. He deserves a lot of great credit for keeping a spotlight on this and tweeting about it, and almost tongue in cheek, you know, almost. Like with a wink and a nod.
You got, you know, there's
it's interesting to watch.
Like the
what'd you say?
Like the Q phenomena. There's the tweet phenomena where people are, decoding Trump tweets.
Well, there was a guy wearing a big Q necklace at the speech up in, I don't know if it was Duluth or North Dakota. And he showed a video of it, and he showed a picture of him wearing it in the event. And he was clearly there. And Trump pointed right at him.
Oh yeah.
And he gave a thumbs up, and he said, "Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about." Trump is in on this. You know, Trump was one of the original birthers. This guy has a curious mind. He has a tinfoil hat in the closet.
Well,
he pulls it out every once in a while. Although his is gold. The tin is gold. But he definitely has a curious mind.
Yeah, he does. And, you know, you got to remember about that birther thing is he was 100% spot on. Time will, he came out and just proudly boasted about it and forced Obama to do what he did. Remember that? And Obama, they were all shook up at the White House. And they did, they had forced errors, basically, in their behavior, which is a whole other thing we could talk. We talked weeks and months about the stuff that they were doing, you know, that gets into the... what's her face? The woman who was killed in Hawaii in the airplane crash and all that stuff and the Subuds and all that. That's another big, big story. All this is going to come out, though. Like, there's no question in my mind. And this is where the onion starts to really unravel. It's places like this where you get a guy like the Awans who's, they've got really no... sense of loyalty to the United States, obviously, but he doesn't want to serve jail time or a lot of it. So he's going to just start singing. I mean, there's no doubt that he's going to do that. And guys like Javier Becerra, who are already at risk. I mean, he had the server And the D.C. police were suspicious about what was going on, so they got everything. They captured the data. And then Javier Becerra, because this is what we originally reported, is that he bleached bit or he changed out. We didn't know exactly what was going on at the time. That server that he had possession of that had all the secrets. And we were claiming at the time that basically that was one of the drop boxes that they were using. Is that true? Is that fairly true that Javier Becerra's computer at the time was considered to be a Dropbox, just like the Awans or just like Wasserman Schultz?
Yes, yes. Right. And a lot of the information could likely reveal the $84 million FEC money laundering scheme that Hillary Clinton had going on. It could also involve the Uranium One thing. And you better believe when someone sends out emails, it goes in two directions.
Yep.
It becomes an instant conspiracy, and you better believe that July 16th, when Trump meets Putin in Helsinki, they're going to get some information about these things.
Oh yeah.
I believe that there's a lot of emails in the inbox of oligarchs that could be very, very revealing.
Well, we already
to bring new light to some of the deleted emails on the sending side from our end.
We already know that exchange with Flynn and the ambassador from Russia before Trump became president. We already know the possession of what was in the documentation that he got, which, of course, drove them absolutely nuts because they couldn't get a copy of it. But that came from the oligarch. That came from Putin. And that information is starting to really unravel. And like you make a great point, though, when he meets with Putin, you can bet the two of those guys are going to share some real data about these clowns.
Yeah, and the conspiracy of it all. You know, the conspiracy theorists, which we love conspiracies. And this one I would put in the realm of conspiracy. But July 16th is the same day, July 16th, that John Kennedy died in his plane crash.
That's right.
Where they cremated him without an autopsy and buried him in a naval, you know, burial at sea, with missing recorders and all kinds of things. Remember, Hillary Clinton was carpetbagging her way to New York when Daniel Patrick Moynihan announced November 98 that he was not going to rerun because he got cancer. And it was July 99, July 16th, 99, mm-hmm. that John Kennedy's plane went down, the only guy that could beat Hillary Clinton for that seat. It's
minor little
just
details.
One of the parts of the body count.
Yeah, yeah. Minor little details.
The conspiracy is that the July 16th is not a coincidence.
No,
I believe it is.
No,
it is interesting.
It's a very interesting day. Hang on, we got a break coming up. We're talking to Scott Adams, the Scott Adams Show. Some major, major revelations of things happening. And of course, if you're in California, you want to pay attention to what's going to be happening with this plea deal with the Awan brothers because it affects Javier Becerra. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Talking about Emron Alon is going to be doing a plea deal today, and it has huge consequences for just about everybody. And of course, the biggest deal is that here in California, anyway, Javier Becerra is deeply implicated in this. This is stuff where they just do the perp walk business. I wonder. I'm sure he's probably, you know, more smug than anything else. It's kind of interesting, you know, Scott. I understand he lives in Washington, D.C. He doesn't live in California.
Imran Alon?
No, Javier Becerra.
Well, I would surprise. Yeah, no, I'm sure he kept his place in D.C. And yeah, I've heard that too. I actually don't know that to be sure. You know, I don't know that for sure, but I have heard that actually. And I wouldn't be surprised about that because there's a lot of cover-up to do here. And, you know, Imran Awan, why he's not behind bars right now and Manafort is beyond me. But, you know, Imran Awan is working as a reception for his own attorney, which is kind of weird, you know, when you think about it. But I would not be surprised if Maxine Waters were somehow hooked up with this in some way. There's about 60... Democrats that are involved with this ring. I've heard that's the high number. Anywhere from 30 to 60 are implicated in this. And none of them, all of them who used the IT, the Pakistani IT department, none of them did a vet check on this. But, you know, before we go forward, there's something unrelated that I wanted to read out. Donald Trump just tweeted out. He said just out that the Obama administration granted citizenship during the terrible Iran deal negotiation to 2,500 Iranians, including two government officials. How big and bad is that? Wow. That's kind of a big news story.
Yeah, and, you know, that came out late yesterday afternoon. And, you know, what is the value of doing that? Obviously, to protect these people against perhaps criminal prosecution later on. Of course, that whole thing is really unraveling right now in Iran for those people.
Yeah. Sorry to change the subject.
But, that's all right.
You know, the Imran Awan thing, again, it's happening today. That's why it's such a big deal. This particular story has so many tentacles, and it's connected in so many ways. It connects with Seth Rich. It connects with the Russian Spygate. It connects with the Trump-Russian collusion faux investigation. It connects Brennan and his wrongdoing for politicizing a legitimate investigation and then trying to, like, two-prong this investigation to make it also politically useful. And, you know, I just think it's kind of at the heart and the meat of the matter. And Donald Trump has been on task talking about – I'm surprised he hasn't tweeted out this morning about the A1 plea deal or the potential for it.
Well, I think there's a legal thing there, but you can bet that when he has the information or other things, that you're going to have to decode his tweets, send it to the decoding people, and decode his tweets just like people are doing with the Q phenomenon right now, which is kind of interesting. But you know, I want to say a shout out really to the citizen journalists that we've all been involved with, and everybody at Red State Talk Radio that we've, you know, that have touched our lives, because they've, a lot of people brought a lot of this information out months and years ago, especially about the spy rings and things like that. That was coming from real dedicated citizen journalists and some of these people that have been retired from you know, government positions, who still had access or at least understanding how things were behaving. And they were spot on in terms of the numbers of, I can remember several years ago, people talking about, you know, 60 or 70 members of Congress that were Democrats, like you just said, that are going to be affected by something like this. They were predicting the future several years ago. And these are citizen journalists getting it out, and everybody is calling them just a bunch of screwballs and crazies. But guess what? Here it is. It's right here now.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of citizens, and they work for free, right, or they work for donations, and that's it. You know, you wonder what these other, you know, Brian Ross just resigned from ABC, and he said this: well, I'm going to continue my investigative reporting. It's like, yeah, you were one of the dummies that was a victim of the leaking from James Wolf, the guy from the Senate Intel Committee, right, that was sleeping with Ali Watkins, that was releasing information. And so the president understood what was going on here, and they were putting out some fake leaks to try to figure out who was leaking to who, right?
Right.
And, you know, they call it blue dye techniques.
Right.
And so basically they figured out who it was, and here they got these shady sources getting fake leaks and reporting them. That just shows you that the people at ABC or CBS or anywhere else, they're not vetting their stuff.
No. No.
And that the citizen journalists are actually doing a better job fact-finding.
Well, that is what Donald Trump discovered a long time ago, and of course his kids did too. That, you know, they can tune into Red State Talk Radio and hear what is really truthful. You know, we do a lot of research, and we have a lot of really, really good contacts. I know you do, I do, the other shows do too. And it's reliable information. I mean, I tell people all the time, you know, you're a conspiracy theory. I said, great, tell me where I've been wrong. And they're kind of like, Well, you see, you just can't find it, because we vet, we do basic research that nobody in the mainstream media does anymore. They just don't do it. They just get it and report it, and there it is. They're readers, not researchers.
I share stuff, and I'll say, you know, this could be a conspiracy. I don't really know for sure if this is true or not, but it's worth a mention. You know, like the John Kennedy's plane going down.
Right.
It's worth a mention. Obama's birth certificate. You know, I still think that there's a lot of crap that went on with Obama that we don't know about yet. And I think we will eventually know about it, especially if Trump gets a second term. But there are a lot of conspiracies that have lots of truth to it. And it's all part of the being curious part of it. You know, you got to have a curiosity in order to start digging. And as you dig, you find new information that, you know, helps you peel that onion.
Well, one of the things that happens, too, when you have a certain level of a knowledge about a certain topic, you know, when they come up with the false narratives, they're just easily spotted. It's just like a no-brainer, because they don't have the facts behind the narrative. And that's the key thing.
Absolutely.
They just don't have the facts behind the narrative. And, of course, this is something that is going to continue to grow and grow and grow, I think, in velocity. You're going to see people at state level and local level that are going to be continually exposed. And, of course, this whole thing points right now, it's pointing right to Javier Becerra. But I can tell you right now, there's a lot of stuff going on with other California state officials that's going to be just as explosive a little bit later on. And, of course, I'm not talking because, you know, we want to get our facts together and see how certain things are going to play out and more investigation. But I'll tell you that some of this tinfoil stuff that's going on right now is just absolutely amazing. But again, the Seth Rich thing, all these people, all of it's related in one way or another to the deep state, the swamp. And it's all going to be drained. I think that's the key thing. Donald Trump he's found a place to drain it.
I heard it was not 10, not 20, but hundreds of FBI agents want to come forward and testify
right.
to what they know and what they've seen.
Right. The agencies, and even with the CIA, there's things that are happening there. You know, it's the good guys versus bad guys in CIA and FBI, what do they call them, the black hats and the gumshoes. But clearly those people that have been playing on the dark side with the FBI and the CIA, your time is up. I mean, really, your time is up because there are so many people that are coming forward. That's another thing that we haven't discussed it hardly at all, but other than black hat, white hat thing. But that is something that is absolutely happening. I can tell you right now, I know a couple of FBI agents, and I'm sure that I don't know what their status is, but after talking with them when they were doing the Leland Yee investigation, it's very evident that it's payback, baby. It's payback.
Right.
I guess you could say that. Because these two guys that I know, they put their lies, everything, out on a limb to bring facts forward about Leland Yee and that gun running thing with Shrimp Boy down there in San Francisco. Remember, they were the one. He was the guy that was getting those shoulder fired rock missiles that could shoot down various airliners and on takeoff and landing that were spirited away from Benghazi at the time. That's where that all came from. And these guys stood up against the Obama administration and got convictions on Leland Yee when they were told to stand down and they didn't. So that's the kind of stuff that these people, a lot of these FBI agents and other CIA people that we're blaming now, that there were a lot of good ones that stayed with it. And they actually did a lot of deep state work. And I think that's probably what we're talking
about.
There's
a lot of good law enforcement out there. Just look at what happened in Cleveland with that madman who wanted to put bombs in veterans' children's toys.
Yeah, Muslim.
Crazy stuff.
Isn't it interesting that they're reporting that now?
Difference, and our listeners can see the difference. They can see legitimacy. When they look at the Las Vegas thing, they know that the guy standing there on stage was corrupt as hell. And when they look at what the guy speaking for on behalf of the FBI in Cleveland, they know that that guy is totally legit. You could just tell.
Right, right. Well, listen, Scott, tell us how we can get a hold of you because we're coming up against the hour here.
Yeah, ScottAdamsShow.com, ScottAdamsShow.com. Check me out on Twitter at ScottAdamsShow. Also, Red State Talk Radio. I air live weekdays. I'll be live tomorrow, July 4th, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, just before the Paul Preston Show.
And I'll be live tomorrow, too.
Great.
Nothing changes for us, but anyway, live radio right here on Red State Talk Radio, and, of course, Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, thanks, Scott, for being with us.
Thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming up against the hour here, and we're going to get some news at the top of the hour. We're going to come back, and we got a lot of things to talk about. And, of course, this Daily Caller article we're going to probably bring back up in the third hour. We got a lot of stuff going on in the second hour. Anyway, so visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and also Right to Voice, Right to Voice, RIGHT, the number 2, VOICE. For all of you who, what do you want to do? Well, you want to have your right to voice. You want to be able to express yourself like you do on Facebook, except you're not going to be censored for your conservative thoughts. That's the key thing. No censorship there for conservatives. It's liberalism? No. Conservatism, yes, it's okay to be, actually, to be both. So censorship-free, your new way to communicate through social media. It's right2voice.com, right2voice.com. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Don't be fooled. It will be the 51st state in the union. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.